Hello and welcome to St Andrew's and All Saints Traditional Service Online. My name's Reverend Peter Myers and I'm the curate here at St Andrew's and All Saints. And it's great to be with you and to gather today this morning to worship the Lord. Now, many of you will know we'll be following the service booklets, but if you are joining us and don't have one of those booklets, then all the words are on the website and you can print those off. We're also going to be sharing communion later. So if you would like to get some bread and some wine, perhaps some grape juice, and be able to have that as a symbol of our sharing communion, you may like to do that later. Now, during June, we are teaching out of the Psalms. And this week, Reverend David Ritchie, one of our retired clergy, is going to be teaching out of Psalm 103. And he's going to be teaching out under the title of Don't Forget to Remember. Now, the Psalm 103 both begins and ends with a call to praise our God. And so let us, in all parts of our service this morning, remember that we are praising our Lord and Saviour, praising our God, remembering all that he has done for us and will continue to do for us now and in the future. So let me pray, and then we're going to sing our first hymn. So let us pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we welcome you into our hearts and into our homes this morning. We welcome you, Lord. We desire to encounter you in our worship, in our prayers, in our teaching, in our time with you. And help us to praise you in all aspects of our life. In Jesus' name. Amen. So let us praise God by singing, Let all the world in every corner sing, My God and King. Yes, let all the world sing, My Lord, my God, and my King. Let us pray that God would be King and Sovereign over each and every one of our lives, now and always. Amen. So we continue our service on page 21. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and mercy with all. Now, in a moment of silence, we might want to recall where we've fallen short in the glory of God this week. But we're also reminded in Psalm 103 that we're going to hear read to us later. The psalmist says, "The Lord works righteousness and justice to all the oppressed." And again, in the shadow of the events around the world, which has again starkly reminded us the divide between those that have and those that don't have, may we be sensitive in our own hearts to where we contribute, wittingly or unwittingly, to that divide, rather than being people who are consistently drawing people together and bringing peace. So let's just have a moment of silence. So let us confess together the words on the bottom of page 22. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed. Through our negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, we are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of his name. Amen. And so, Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect of today. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Janet's now going to read Psalm 103 for us. And then David will come and teach from that.
Psalm 103, a psalm of David. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, and it's really good to be with you today, sharing from the scriptures. One of the features of the lockdown is the way that individuals have virtually got together, be it through Zoom or WebEx, to form large choirs of singers. Be it a couple of weeks ago, a choir of 3,000 singing Handel's Messiah. Be it the Arab World Blessing. In the last couple of weeks, 67 Christians from 16 Arab countries have come together to record a blessing song. Or even here in the United Kingdom, individuals from, I think, 65 different churches singing what has been called the UK Blessing Song. Organised by Tim Hughes, the minister of Gas Street Church in Birmingham, the six-minute video, with its amazing words, "The Lord bless you and keep you," has now been viewed more than 3 million times on YouTube. It even drew the attention of Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who said, "At a time when our churches are closed, I'm filled with admiration to hear how you have used the power of music to bring together Christians of all denominations from across our United Kingdom." We shouldn't be surprised, for one of the characteristics of the people of God is that they are a singing people. In the Bible, there's a songbook. It contains 150 songs, which we call Psalms. Dave, our vicar, asked me to speak on my favourite psalm. I had no difficulty in choosing Psalm 103, which has for so long been my favourite. It begins and ends with identical words, "Praise the Lord, O my soul." And verse 1 continues, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name." It's a psalm on which Henry Francis Light based his favourite hymn, his familiar hymn, Praise My Soul, a King of Heaven. It's a hymn that our Queen chose to be sung at her wedding, and it features on any list of popular hymns sung at weddings, state occasions, songs of praise, and part of the standard repertoire of many churches. But wait a moment, I hear you say. Isn't that rather an insensitive choice when we're in the midst of a life-threatening pandemic? A pandemic that has killed the most vulnerable, decimates economies, isolates communities, and sows terror around the world. Now, I was tempted to choose another psalm, a psalm of complaint or lament, perhaps, one that speaks more immediately to our present circumstances. But then I took a longer look at this psalm. I discovered that it was used extensively by God's people when they were captive, in exile, in Babylon. They were facing the calamity of exile. They were in chains, and humanly speaking, the future was bleak. And yet, extraordinarily, it was to this psalm that they turned. I wonder why. I think the clue is to be found early on. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. In other words, don't forget to remember. First of all, remember what God knows about us. Remember what he has done for us. First, he forgives all my sins, verse 3. That comes before anything else. That's why for us as Christians, the cross is at the heart of our faith. It's a vivid reminder that God, through his Son, the Lord Jesus, died for us in our place to forgive us our failure, our rebellion, our selfishness, our stupidity, what the Bible simply sums up as our sin. And he goes on forgiving day by day. As one person put it, God sees the sins which appall us and which we hope to hide from others, and takes the risk of keeping on forgiving. Or, as this writer later expresses it, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. I think it was Billy Graham who said, in these days of guilt complexes, perhaps the most glorious word in the English language, or in any language for that matter, is forgiveness. Secondly, he heals all your diseases. Our prayer must be with the scientists in their desperate and unceasing search for an effective vaccine. We pray for protection, especially for the elderly and the vulnerable. We pray for compassion and wisdom and stamina for all our healthcare workers. Ultimately, though, we recognise that God is the source of all healing, renewal and love that we experience. It may be now, it may be in time to come. And so we read, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit. Or as other translations put it, he keeps me from the grave. You and I are mortal, limited, finite. And in the year 2020, when we had naively thought that science and medicine would sort out everything, coronavirus reminds us of our frailty, our mortality. Or as the psalmist advises us elsewhere, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In other words, let's reassess our priorities. What matters most to us? For all of us, without exception, our days are numbered. Teach us to use them well. Sarah Yardley expressed how many of us might feel at this time. She says, lockdown has been a roller coaster of emotions for me. In the first week, I lost my groundings, rhythms, community, and focus. Like many, I was looking to find an anchor, but felt storm-tossed by circumstances. My clearest lesson during lockdown has been the simple reality of seeking first the presence of God. He has not changed. His kindness is towards us. His word is alive. His spirit is active. And his call is certain. And she went on to say, in a time of deep uncertainty, the expectation of a living God holds new weight and power. I've learnt to write my plans in pencil, to choose to believe the best, even when I don't feel it, and to see my own frailty more than ever before. In many ways, my greatest lesson during lockdown is the one I have learnt my whole life long. I am a great sinner. Christ is a great saviour. Sarah's experience just underlines the words of the key words of this psalm. God's love, his compassion. Verse 4, he crowns you with love and compassion. Verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. Verse 11, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who trust him. Verse 13, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. God knows our frailties, our fears, our anxieties, our griefs, our uncertainties. So don't forget to remember. God is like the loving father who shows compassion, who puts his arms round his children when they are troubled. Don't forget to remember what God knows about you. And don't forget, secondly, to remember what we know about God. In our humanity, we are weak, limited, mortal. But God's love is from eternity past to eternity future. As we read, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. God loves his people, his children, and not even the power of a global pandemic can separate us from him. Or as one Bible verse puts it, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I wonder, have you noticed? The word corona comes from the Latin word crown. And you see the picture of the virus time and again in the shape of a crown. But the one who wears the crown is not the virus, but God himself. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. And so, don't forget to remember what God knows about us, what we know about God. Or as the psalmist sums it up, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Thank you, David. And let's ask, just in a moment of quiet, reflect and remember perhaps one, maybe two things that God has done for you. To remember the goodness of God, his love for you, how he has expressed his love for you. So let's have a moment of silence to remember and rejoice in how God has loved us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you have done and you continue to do for each of us by expressing your love for us, undeserved love and compassion to each one of us. Amen. Now, one of the ways in which we remember God's love and compassion for each and every one of us is by confessing our faith. And so we're now going to say the creed, which is on page 5 of the booklet. And it remembers God's love and all that he's done for us. So let us say on page 5 the creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended to the dead. And on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now, recently a lot of you will have engaged with the Thy Kingdom Come prayer initiative, and in particular continue to pray for 5 people who don't yet know the love of the Lord. Well, here is a short video just reflecting back on that time. So watch this.
Thy kingdom come, Lord, teach us how to pray.
I think prayer does make a difference, not just to me, but to the entire world. Imagine that so many people from around the world are joining in the same prayer for this world. This is what Pentecost is about, isn't it?
Breath of Christ the Father's child.
Oggi assistiamo a una tragica carestia della speranza. Facciamoci allora interpreti della consolazione dello Spirito. Trasmettiamo speranza e il Signore aprirà vie nuove sul nostro cammino.
When I see needs that I don't have the physical capacity to assist, I know that the one thing I can do is pray. What's amazing is your prayer doesn't cost you anything, and God is the one who's able to turn lives around and change situations even more than we could ever do with our volunteering and with our money and with our help. That's one way you can show your love and be Jesus in somebody else's context.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
For thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom come,
to thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom come.
We've each been called to pray for 5 people. Let us continue to do so, that they may find the reality of this transforming love of God.
Our praise is because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. We are all wonderful, not because of what we have done, but because God is wonderful.
In this time of isolation, we are united by prayer. When we pray, we are united with other Christians, and we are united with God.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Therein is a prayer that God's will and God's dream might be realized in our time and in our lives. God love you. God bless you. And may God hold us all in those almighty hands of love.
So as we heard there, prayer makes a difference. Prayer changes things. And prayer is something we can freely give. So let us pray now as I lead us in our intercessions. And I'm going to say a sentence and then leave a moment of quiet for us to engage and offer our own prayers in that moment of silence. And then we'll respond by saying, "Hear us, God, hear us, good Lord." So in the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Hear our prayers, O Lord, our God. Hear us, good Lord. Give us boldness to preach the gospel in all the world and to make disciples of all the nations. Hear us, good Lord. Give your people grace to hear and receive your word and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Hear us, good Lord. Strengthen those who stand, comfort and help the faint-hearted, particularly all of those in the caring professions. Rise up the fallen and finally beat down Satan under our feet. Hear us, good Lord. Guide the leaders of all nations into the ways of peace and justice. Hear us, good Lord. Help and comfort the lonely, the bereaved, and the oppressed. Hear us, good Lord. Heal the sick in body and mind, and provide for the homeless, the hungry, and the destitute. Hear us, good Lord. Show your pity on prisoners and refugees, and all who are in trouble. Hear us, good Lord. And hear us as we remember those who have died in the peace of Christ, both those who have confessed the faith and those whose faith is known to you alone, and grant us with them to share in your eternal kingdom. Hear us, good Lord. Amen. And now we're going to share the peace, and we're going to do that knowing that we are united in spirit, even though we are apart physically. So, we are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we are all baptized in one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and build up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. So we are now going to have communion together. I'm going to follow the prayer on page 30 of the service books. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Blessed are you, Lord God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. From the beginning, you have created all things, and all your works echo the silent music of your praise. In the fullness of time, you made us in your image, the crown of all creation. You gave us breath and speech, that with angels and archangels and all the powers of heaven, we may find a voice to sing your praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them you raised up Jesus, our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread, in whom all our hungers are satisfied. You offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. And on the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and the blood of your dear Son. And as we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us in the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Bring us at the last with all the saints to the vision of that eternal splendour for which you have created us through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, with whom, and in whom, with all who stand before you in heaven and earth, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours for ever and ever. Amen. And so, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now, every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. So let me say the prayer of spiritual communion as we take the bread and the wine wherever we are. My Jesus, we believe that you are present in this blessed sacrament. We love you above all things, and we desire you in our souls. Since we cannot receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into our hearts. As though you were already there, we embrace you and unite ourselves wholly to you. Never permit that we should be separated from you. Amen. Let me say the post-communion prayer. Eternal Father, we thank you for nourishing us with these heavenly gifts. May our communion strengthen us in faith, build us up in hope, and make us grow in love for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So let us say the prayer on page 36 together. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of our Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Amen. We're now going to sing and worship in our second and final hymn, hymn number 431, Lord Enthroned in Splendour. Lord Enthroned in Splendour. The words will come up on the screen, or if you have the hymn books, it's hymn 431. Let us sing and worship. coming to the end of our service now, and thank you for being with us this morning. If it is this morning and you're watching this on Sunday morning, then you're very welcome to join us for Zoom Coffee, which starts at 12. Details in the weekly mailing or on our website. I just want to encourage you as we go into the coming week to continue to remember God's goodness, his compassion, his love, and all that he has done for you, just as that psalm teaches. And as that psalm teaches, the beginning and the end, it says, praise to you, God, praise God with all ourselves. So I encourage you to continue to worship him as well. If you are exploring your faith and you don't yet know this love of the Lord in the fullness as you're designed to be, we'd love to touch base with you, love you to contact us and so that we can talk to you about how you can discover and experience the extraordinary love that God has for you and the forgiveness that you can receive and the eternal hope that is there available to you. So please get in touch and we'd love to hear from you. But let me finish with the blessing. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you now and always. Amen. Blessings on all of you and see you next time. Bye-bye.